Don't forget, I used to have everybody ask us back in the 70s. They said, who would you like to open the show? You've got all these Southern rock bands. You've already beat all these big halls up. I knew one of my favorite, biggest idols in the world was B.B. King. Now, people don't know us. They might think, you know, we're Southern rock and roll bunch of rednecks. But they asked me in that meeting up in Manhattan, they said, who would you like to open the show for? I said, you know, B.B.'s not really hot right now, B.B. King. I said, let's go ahead and let's add B.B. and his whole band to open the show. And we did that for about 30 dates. And then when we got to Chicago, it was Rosemont, and it was a big hall. And B.B. had no idea that we were switching, putting him in his closing, because that's his hometown. I mean, he deserved it. But he got me up there singing Thrill Is Gone, man. I made my day. I could tell you stories all day long, you know? I mean, it's just all day long. I could keep you busy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.